Hello and welcome to a special episode of Holla Chat. This is Bobby.
I'm Rachel.
And today we have a special guest. You are supposed to introduce the special guest.
Okay, sorry. Well, we'll just keep going. I'm Rachel, and today we have a special guest, and she's going to introduce herself.
Hi, I'm Cassandra. I'm in their room. It's very exciting.
Today is special because we have just seen an AT's concert. We're like 15, 20 minutes post-concert. Yes. So we're here and excited, and that's why my voice sounds so excited.
Right. We have just finished day one.
Our post-concert bliss.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We've just finished day one of at Gas South Arena. Mm-hmm. And if you're doing the math, that means that this episode is going up the day after.
Yes.
It's not because we didn't get an episode edited. Don't worry about that.
No, we just thought this would be extra special.
Right.
We're professionals.
Yes. The raw, yes. Live reactions.
Yes. Uh-huh. So, mm-hmm.
Jungho rap today.
Oh my God. So for the record, I'm a Mingi stan. We mm-hmm. got Jungho stans mm-hmm. here represented. Mm-hmm. Our section mm-hmm. really lost it.
Uh-huh. It was a big deal. So it was Dancing Like Butterfly Wings, right? Which mm-hmm. is a song that I enjoy. Mm-hmm. I wasn't going to record it because mm-hmm. it's not like my favorite song. You know, I was just going to vibe with
right?
it.
The boys have a nice time dancing. Mm-hmm. They interact with the crowd. It's just a good, fun time.
And our seats, for the record, were section 119, which doesn't mean anything to anyone, but it was like stage right, a little past the extended stage.
Yeah.
So, you know, we had a very good view of the extended stage, which was where this song kind of started mm-hmm. with our biases. And Mingi has, like, the first line, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, mm-hmm. I, you know, everything was going to be fine.
Everything was normal. Everything was...
And all of the
nothing
sudden...
Nothing unexpected.
All of a sudden, Mingi puts his microphone in Jungho's face, and Jungho is doing the rap.
I know.
He did all the time last tour in From. Jungho got to do mm-hmm. his rap multiple times, and it was so special. This is mm-hmm. the first time they've done anything like this.
Because I have.
I mean, I've only not seen two concerts,
yeah.
And I didn't hear anyone talk about this happening at those other two concerts
those other people in those audiences weren't Jungi appreciators.
I don't know.
So I do think it was the first time.
After that, Jungho had Mingi sing his line.
Yeah, the dancing with butterflies, and he got so shy. It was so cute. I died.
And then...
And we thought it was over.
Yeah, we thought it was over. But then Hongjoong had Jungho do his rap, too. Uh-huh. And then Jungho had Hongjoong do his line. It was so good.
The captain killed it.
Yeah. I mean...
He's an amazing singer.
He yes. really is. We talked about this in the Empty Box episode, mm-hmm. Empty Box. But
definitely listen to.
Uh-huh. Cassandra's a huge fan of our podcast. Yeah. She listens as soon as those episodes come out. Anyways, I've been very impressed with Hongjoong singing lately.
Yeah.
And tonight he, like, live just, you know, did it. Yeah. It was amazing.
Oh, so
so,
an incredible moment.
Mm-hmm. So that was a real highlight.
Right. Except none of us were recording at the time.
I recorded. I got my phone out real fast, and I think I got both of them.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I got to check the clip.
Okay. But if any of you people out there have a fan cam that is, like, good and
oh,
is
yeah.
more
any
than
y'all down
3
on the floor
seconds
that day,
long,
please.
Our email address is oldontini.
Or just tweet it at us.
@gmail.com.
Yeah. No, you want them to email it so you can get it in the best quality.
Yeah, right. That is true.
Quality. Mm-hmm. I want 4K videos mm-hmm. from, you know, Barricade, yeah. ideally. Extended stage Barricade. Stage left mm-hmm. of the extended stage. Mm-hmm. That's what we're looking for. Mm-hmm. So anyone out there with that who listens to this podcast, there's about 40 listeners, so
chances are really high. Yeah. I feel confident.
So spread it around, y'all. We got to get this fan cam.
Mm-hmm. We never got our Eden feet pics, so.
No.
You just don't understand.
That was a big ass, truthfully.
So this is my fifth concert, and tomorrow will be my last one. Actually, it'll be all of our last ones, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Tomorrow's yeah. the last one we're going to.
We did. I mean, I did 3 cities. Mm-hmm. You did
4 mm-hmm. cities?
Jenny. Mm-hmm.
So this is my third city, mm-hmm. and tomorrow will be my fourth and final concert.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it was, like, a really different experience, because mm-hmm. for me, the other two were both stadiums, BMO mm-hmm. and Globe Life, mm-hmm. and, you know, those were huge, 20, 30,000 people. And this was small, and mm-hmm. it was intimate, and it felt really good. Like,
yeah.
you know, like, I know people were upset that some of the bigger venues...
It's me. I'm people.
were taken by other artists. The ATs mm-hmm. couldn't have them tonight and right. tomorrow.
AJR, Peso Pluma.
But it was really special. Like, I think mm-hmm. Rachel and I both got emotional mm-hmm. during the unit songs, just like taking.
I literally had tears during everything. Like, they were coming out of my eyes.
It's so. Like all of like the details like really mm-hmm. coalesce really well, like mm-hmm. the screens, like the tower, mm-hmm. the mm-hmm. like the color of the lightinis.
And we're gonna do like a more in-depth episode about like our experience with the concert mm-hmm. and where we sat and the costs and all of that stuff, but like it was really nice to be in the lower bowl in an arena.
Seated.
Like don't a seated experience right. in the lower bowl in the arena. Like, I really could see their faces for, mm-hmm. on the extended stage. Not as much on the main stage, but on, like, the extended stage, you could really, like, make out everything that they were doing, mm-hmm. which was very different from the experience we had in Arlington at Globe Life.
Right.
Which like was huge.
Yeah. When they were on the extended stage, I felt like I could actually watch them mm-hmm. instead of watching the screen, mm-hmm. which I couldn't do at Globe Life because mm-hmm. it was just too big. They were so tiny, but they were so close and just like right there.
And we had, you know, technically better seats at Globe Life. Like, we were row mm-hmm. 6 at yeah. Globe Life, and here we were row J, which I don't know what
that's
that
10.
Is.
The that's 10. Row 10.
That's row 10, so. So we had technically better seats. Cassandra's counting the alphabet. Oh, I do. Yeah. That's incredible. And what a talent.
I'm not going to get into the lore behind that, but yeah, J equals 10.
But, so technically our seats were better at Globe Life, but they were not better. Yeah.
Just, we were just so close to the,
we were just different. It's mm-hmm. a different yeah. concept, it was just, a different experience.
Mm-hmm. It was very nice being able to just see everything. Mm-hmm. I think this is the first time I've been able to mm-hmm. actually see what's going on the extended stage.
Mm-hmm.
Because in Arizona, we had barricade, but we were barricade down at the main stage, mm-hmm. on stage
left.
Left, yes.
So jelly, exactly where I would want to be.
Which was fantastic for many reasons, mm-hmm. but for anything that was on the extended stage, I was either looking at the back of them.
Mm-hmm. Which was fun sometimes.
Yeah, it was fun. It was an interesting view. Mm-hmm. I had a great view of my BBT boy bias. So that was great.
Mm-hmm.
Or I was having to like look up at the screen. So it was like
the awkward part about like that view though, mm-hmm. is like if you did try to turn around and look at AT's back, mm-hmm. there was just a ton of people with their cameras pointed directly yeah. at your face
right.
because they were recording the screen. Like people were recording the screen and I was a barricade. So they were just like right in my face with their cameras. And I was like, oh God, I hope I'm not in this.
I'm sure you weren't. Cameras were pointed right up.
Another fun thing about being in this smaller arena, I feel like ATs themselves were able to kind of interact with the people at Barricade more because they were like grabbing phones
yeah, they
and
took
taking
so
pictures.
Many phones. Like it was insane.
Minky like
that was
got
crazy.
Down on whatever was, he was got off the stage and was over there just like right up in people's faces. Oh. One bad thing is somebody threw like a plush up on the stage.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I didn't see that win.
It was a chicken plush.
It was during Utopia.
Mm-hmm.
And they threw it up there and they gave it. Django picked it up and gave it to my personal favorite manager.
My final thoughts are that, well, okay. I've been traveling for almost 2 weeks now, seeing ATs mm-hmm. and doing other things. And I'm
having your family vacation.
Having my yeah. family vacation, going to amusement parks.
You're an insane person. I went home and back to work.
Working mm-hmm. at Cub Sleeve events. So I, you know, it's been like a long 2 weeks and I am getting like super tired. And we were even talking about it in the car today that I was like ready to go back to like work. Like I've been mm-hmm. thinking about how I want to go back to work. I'm like,
to make that money.
I'm ready yeah. to make that money, make purse. I've had a long vacation and I'm ready for vacation to be over. But as soon as like the AT's concert started, I was like, oh no, this is where I want to be actually. Mm-hmm. So this is, everything is perfect. Everything is great because I'm here listening to AT's. And I think that if you can go to an AT's concert and not be blown away, then you are an insane person. And that is my official take.
So. A very friendly final thought.
Uh-huh.
Would you like to give your final thought? Do you have a final thought?
I guess, I mean, it's the same thing I would say about any AT's concert, is that mm-hmm. there's not really a bad seat at an AT's concert. Uh-huh, like, yeah. they're there are merits to anywhere that you could sit, mm-hmm. any experience that you could have. They'll just be like different experiences. Mm-hmm. If you're fortunate enough that you can go to more than one, you definitely should prioritize doing that. Mm-hmm. It's just, it is really special. And like, you know, there are certain songs that even if we've heard them multiple mm-hmm. times, like, you know where they are in the set list, like, those notes come on and you're still like, oh shit, it's time. Mm-hmm. And you're just, your adrenaline dumps and it's crazy.
Are you ready to make your official Wonderland apology right now?
I was going to save that for the real episode.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Big news to do it coming. Now? No, we'll save it. Because I want to, like, eventually we'll talk more about what Cassandra just said, because I have had many different seated experiences and standing experiences. And, yeah, there's no bad place at a AT's concert.
I've been all the way in the back. Yeah. Touching that back wall. And it was awesome.
Like, the bottom line is if you're at an AT's concert, you're at an AT's concert. So it doesn't really matter where you are.
Yes. So this is the first time I've been able to, like, travel around and go to multiple stops. It's very possible it will be the only time I'll be able to travel around and go to different stops unless they come in the summer again. And I think after their experiences in, like, Phoenix and Dallas, they're going to be like, no.
How dare you?
They had an excellent time in Texas. Yeah. There were yeehaws. There were y'alls.
Maybe for the sake of Aitonese who are just dying. Somebody did pass out on the floor today.
That was scary.
Yeah.
It was kind of nice, though, seeing all the solidarity of the Aitonese. Like, everybody's holding up their phone lights mm-hmm. to signal where the person was and to give light to the mm-hmm. Security and medical personnel who are helping them out.
It's easy to say this when you're not doing it, and I do want to say it since we are publishing this tomorrow. Like, mm-hmm. if you are on the floor, you have to drink enough water. Yes. You have to not lock your knees. Mm-hmm. You have to take care of yourself. There is no bad place at an AT's concert, and that includes at the back of the floor if that's where you end up.
Yeah.
Like, it's not worth your health, your safety. Those people who passed out at the concert didn't get to see an AT's concert.
Yeah.
They left. They were taken away. So, like, you have to take care of yourself if you're going to be on the floor. Being on the floor in GA is very hard. So mm-hmm. we are, you know, like 40-year-old women, and it was very hard.
A lot of preparation and mental
fortitude. Like, a lot of preparation. Like, you cannot do it just as, like, roll in being with your, like, you know, very heavy clothes on, like, oh yeah, I'm just gonna stand outside and do it. Like, you need fans, you need water, you need liquid IVs, you need, like, towels, you need to be prepared and ready. So mm-hmm. like, if that's what you're trying to do, do be safe about it.
Yes, for sure.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Yes. Hijacked my mints with
my time.
A health and
my
safety time. Warning.
Do you have a name for your fans of this podcast?
I feel very truly blessed at being able to do this. Perhaps the one time I am going to be able to do this. And it's amazing how many details there are in the show that just... If you had told me on day two, hey, or if you had asked me, like, hey, how did you, like, win? I've been like, wait, what? Win was on the show? What are you talking about? Rachel and I had an argument about, not an argument, but, like, she didn't know that Eternal Sunshine was on the set list.
And I'd seen, like, it absolutely was.
We are fever teams.
So there are just so many things. And I think this show in particular, and I do want to talk more about this when we get into, like, the real episode, but the way they have incorporated storytelling and solo stages and mm-hmm. dance stages, and actually they have, like, fewer VCR. Like, they mm-hmm. have just as many VCRs, but they're all shorter,
mm-hmm.
like,
less
lore heavy. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot more lore that's actually built into the show itself. Mm-hmm. There is a storyline, and it's really interesting to kind of follow that. But just being able to see multiple shows and being able to see all of those, catch those details and, you know what to look out for and to not, and to be able to watch the show and not feel uh-huh. just absolutely overwhelmed like I did in Phoenix.
True.
You know, at Barricade, first show ever, and just shocked. there were times I just couldn't react.
Uh-huh. I, like, looked over at her once and she was just, like, slack jawed.
I think I was like that half the concert, and I'm pretty sure that the person that does the KQ staff that does the filming for the logbooks mm-hmm. was in front of us, like
he was filming. Yeah,
and I was like, they're gonna have like get a shot of me, and I'm just gonna look dead. But like, what else can I do? I was so like overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. So that's been an important experience for me. I think in spite of all the trials and tribulations that we've been through to get to this point. And I say that like thinking of the whole the whole series of trials and tribulations that we've been through. But at the end of the day, it's so worth it. And it's not something we're never going to get to experience this exact show again. Mm-hmm. And I think it's so important to really focus on just be in the moment. The way Hong Joon says, he's mm-hmm. like, just don't think about anything else. You're mm-hmm. just be here with us in this moment. Thanks. And it's, yeah, and it's, that's important. And I don't know. I feel like I have a PSA built in there, but I won't go into my stop trying to be here for interactions lecture.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's for a different episode. That's
for a different episode. Right now, I'm just, the performances are just, they're flawless. They're stellar. Everything is just great. The little things they add in, mm-hmm. the way that each show is slightly different from every mm-hmm. other show. It's just, I don't know if there's a word to describe it.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Also, we've seen Daddy CEO twice, so I just, you know, just for the daddy fans out there, just so you know.
He's watching over us all.
Didn't you feel comforted by his presence above us today?
And Jungho should rap more.
Should rap more.
Well, Hong Joon said maybe we should have an all rap song on the next album.
Yeah, he did, because, mm-hmm. like, they talked about that part in mm-hmm. the mints, mm-hmm. and then, they, like, was it Son and Uyeong?
Oh, yeah.
They like, started rapping mats, like, really well. Yes.
I was like, wait, is that Hong Joon? Yeah. And they were doing so well.
Well, they're all incredible. Like, every member of ATEEZ is so much more talented than, like, anyone. Like, it's hard to fathom the talent that each member holds inside of them.
And that we haven't even seen yet.
I know.
Yeah. Which is insane. Considering how much they put out.
Gosh. Thanks for joining us for this mini episode. You can catch our full episodes on Wednesday. If you enjoyed this mini conversation, please subscribe to the podcast. You can connect with us at oldontini@gmail.com, follow us on Twitter and Instagram @holochatpodcast, or read more from our blog at ontini.com. We'll see you soon. Be the light.